This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. There is no better way to relieve the stress and anxiety of a presidential election season than to spend some time with the Capitol Steps. The great D.C.-based political comedy troupe will be at Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque the Sunday before Election Day, November 4th at 3 p.m. And we have on the phone with us this morning the producer and co-founder of the Capitol Steps, Elena Newport. Elena, it's great to have you with us.
Yeah, hi. We're headed your way.
we're delighted about that. Capitol Steps coming to New Mexico.
The weekend before the election. How did you ever nab us the weekend before the election?
I don't know. Somebody has a lot of power. It's a perfect time for you. This must be a great time of year for the Capitol Steps.
You know, election season is fantastic because, as you know, the Capitol Steps like to get everybody. We like to get Democrats, Republicans, bull mooses, Green Party, we like to get everybody. And election season gives us a great opportunity because everybody's in the headlines or trying to grab the headlines. Everybody's putting their foot in their mouth, whatever party you are, and it's a great time for comedy.
And this is certainly equal opportunity political satire.
That's right. Equal opportunity offenders, we like to say.
And one thing, it's important to remember that the Capitol Steps started out as insiders.
That's right. We started as Senate staffers. It was 1981. I personally was there. I was a little tiny egg at the time, and I was working for Senator Charles Percy from Illinois, uh-huh. And he was one of those moderate Republicans that you read about in the history books. you don't see them anymore. But we decided to just entertain for the office Christmas party and make fun of the president, who was Reagan at the time, and make fun of the Congress, our bosses. And thought somebody would say, hey, stop doing that, or you're fired, or both. But nobody ever stopped us. So now, 30 years later, the Capitol Steps are still performing, and we're traveling all over the country.
Right. And far from stopping you, they are guffawing wherever you go. The format, for people who have not heard a Capitol Steps show before, really, it's musical theater.
Yeah, it's about 90 minutes. We'll do about 90 minutes when we come to Popejoy Hall. It's mostly song parodies. So you'll see Joe Biden sing a rock song and Barack Obama sing a show tune and Mitt Romney do a rap. We actually have Mitt Romney rapping. We call him the plain white rapper. And he does a rap called I Like Big Bucks and I Cannot Lie. And if you're sick of politics, we do everything in the headlines. It's not just politics. We even handle, get this, the Greek fiscal crisis, not particularly funny. Very few comedians would even go after it. But the Capitol Steps try. And we took the High School Musical Grease, and we do Grease the musical, and hilarity ensues. I mean, anything is funny if you make your performers look ridiculous.
And speaking of the performers, how many in this show?
The show with five performers. There's three men and two women. So the woman who's playing Hillary Clinton is playing Janet Napolitano, is playing Nancy Pelosi, freezing her forehead when she comes back as Nancy, blinking real fast. There's all these changes, more costume changes than a Cher concert, we've been told. So, and actually, you have to have no embarrassment whatsoever, and you have to be willing to get the lyrics like a few hours before the show sometimes. Because, you know, if there's something that happens in the debate or whatever, I'm on, you know, my email, I'm saying, here, work this line in, or here's your new song. Or somebody asked me once, well, it's a recession, how can I justify spending money on a ticket? And I said, look, if you sit at home, you might throw your shoe at the TV set because the political ads have been so unrelenting and the partisan bickering has been so harsh. I said, if you come out to the show and you have a laugh, you might save your television set.
Elena Newport is the producer and co-founder of the wonderful political comedy troupe, The Capitol Steps. The company will be at Popejoy Hall in Albuquerque Sunday afternoon, November 4th. For tickets, go to popejoypresents.com. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Elena.
Thanks for having us on.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.
The super PACs are out of whack, excessive and atrocious. Supported by the billionaires whose checkbooks are precocious.
The TV spots are piping hot, they're nasty and ferocious.
This kind of toxic politics is reaching a new low. Just.
This whole fundraising mess began with Citizens United.
The rule came from our highest court, though men.